welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me always, as always, always. Sarah.
Always. Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Hit us with the contact info.
We got an awesome Instagram. It's going to be the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Bam.
And we do have a message I want to get to, and then I do want to continue the conversation we were having about moving.
Why is that again?
Because I'm official. I have a house.
Ooh,
I'm a homeowner.
Vicky's a homeowner.
On my own.
She gets the keys tomorrow.
Yes.
And is moving in.
Starting tomorrow. Start loading up the cars.
Oh, snap.
But last episode, we kind of talked about things to do when you go into your new home. But I did want to kind of touch on moving hacks.
Oh, because you need this.
Luckily, most of my stuff's in storage already packaged. But I have a lot of crap at my parents' house, too.
Yeah, that's nice that a lot of it's already packed up. Yeah.
I do want to get to one message we did get via text. It says, hey, girls, your buddy James here.
What up, James?
And I just had a rather exciting dessert. No, not dessert core like the treat. Either way, it was good. I went to a little hole-in-the-wall place in Tacoma called Erica's. Turns out it's a little mom-ran sweet shop with candy and ice cream and other Mexican treats.
Oh, that sounds bomb.
I had a peach raspado, which is basically shaved ice. So peach shaved ice and a cup of gazpacho. So gazpacho, I don't know. I've never had Mexican gazpacho, but I know it's, I think, other stuff. It's basically a cold soup.
Okay.
Anywho, I can say I was very pleased with my choices, even though I went out of my comfort zone. So you heard my story. So can you guys tell me about the last time you tried something new and you were surprised how well you liked it?
Ooh.
I'm trying to think, like, when it comes to food, I'm keep thinking on food. Like, I had pho. I didn't have pho for the first time until I was 22.
Just because you weren't interested in it?
Well, like, I didn't know. My dad is a very picky eater. And anytime he goes out of his comfort zone, he always gets screwed.
Oh, really?
Always, always, always. So if he goes to the same Chinese restaurant and he orders the same thing every single time, the second he orders something else, it's something horrible.
Yeah.
Or anytime he goes to a different restaurant,
he knows what he likes.
Yeah. He goes to a different Chinese restaurant and it's awful. Like, it's just never... He just does not have that luck, and I think he would love pho, but he had two horrible experiences, and he doesn't like it because of that.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I think the first time he ordered tripe.
Well.
And so the second time, I'm like, Dad, you need to try the chicken. You would love the chicken. He's like, I did. The chicken was all this. And I'm like, you went to a really crappy place. Come with me. I'll show you
the
good places.
Yeah, I feel like once you've been scarred by something, it's hard to go back to it.
Right. But once I had pho for the first time, I became obsessed.
Yeah, I like pho.
Yeah, I'm the only one in my family that I think eats it. I mean, my mom would go if I asked her to come with me, but
Yeah, it's nothing. She's like, oh, let's do this.
Yeah, she had vegetarian pho once when we all went out. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know why she picked vegetarian. I think because my aunts did, and so she's trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, the chicken pho all the way.
The veggie pho all the way.
But what is something else that you've tried?
You know what I didn't try for a really long time was curry. I love Thai food, but I always get pad Thai.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then I'd sometimes get pad see ew, but then I'd always regret pad see ew because I think pad Thai is way better.
Uh-huh.
But then I just never kind of did Thai. I mean, curry. And uh-huh. I love it. At least
really?
Thai curry. Oh, my gosh. I don't really understand the difference between the yellow and the green and the red.
I think it's just different spices and stuff.
Yeah. To me, they kind of all taste
and
good.
Curry is like a blend of a bunch of different spices. It's kind of like the Indian equivalent to mole.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had mole?
No.
It's a bunch of different spices. It's like peanut buttery.
Yum.
Kind of. It looks like chocolate. It's not chocolate.
Oh.
But it has a bunch of different spices. They put it over chicken and rice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really, really tasty. Sometimes it's a little too sweet for my taste.
It's thick, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sauce. Yeah.
Because curry is like more watery.
Really?
Isn't it?
I thought it was more thick, like an actual sauce. Not quite as thick as soup, but thinner.
No,
than
I think it's pretty, it's like thin because usually people put it over rice.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think mole can be thin. I think I'm just used to my mom's. She makes it a little thicker.
Yeah. Bring me some mole. That sounds bomb.
Okay. I got to figure out when the next time. And she only, like, she loves making it. She'll go to Mexico and buy like a pound of like the season, like the mix. Like it's not but it's like because it takes so many spices, it costs so much money to make yourself. So you just go and you get like the different kinds in Mexico and you just kind of bring it back and you mix it with whatever.
I'll take some of that, put some tofu with it.
That actually wouldn't be bad, I think.
Because I like sweet things. Yeah. So I think I would like it.
I think
it
you would like it too.
Sweet.
But okay, I thought of a non-food one.
Okay.
Kind of. Trader Joe's.
I love Trader Joe's.
So I always thought it was like Whole Foods. And I'm like, I can't afford Trader Joe's.
No, Trader Joe's is cheap.
I know. I went in. I'm like, okay, well, let me see what this is about. Because there was one next to a gym I used to go to. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm just going to get a couple things because it's expensive. And I'm just, I filled up the shopping cart.
Yeah. I love Trader Joe's.
Their frozen macaroni and cheese is like one of the best macaroni and cheese ever.
Oh, yeah. I used to get that a lot. It's so cheesy.
And it's like a $2.
Yeah. And even like, I mean, their kale and their bags of lettuce and their cheese and their wine, especially, like they have like a lot, like different varieties and different kinds I've never really seen. And it's a really good price.
Right.
I like to get wine there when I'm like going to someone's house that I want to look like
fancy,
a little fancier, but really. It's like
a $3 bottle.
Exactly. It's just not. Well, they have $2 Chuck too, which is awesome. But yeah, it'll make you look a little fancier, even though it's Trader Joe's.
Right. But like, they have a lot of really cool different food items and stuff.
I didn't know you never.
I never knew. I thought Trader Joe's was like Whole Foods.
No. Yeah. I kind of get to that kind of rep because there's like a lot of like healthy things, you know, and like a lot of hippies shop there. But no, Trader Joe's is hell cheap.
Right. But then I started looking. I'm like, is there a Trader Joe's by where I live? There is not.
Oh,
they have them all down south, but there is one in Everett, so not too far from the mall, so I could always just hit that one up.
Yes, because your new house is in
Marysville. From Everett Mall to there, it's like a good 20 minutes, so
maybe worth it.
Yeah,
I mean, if you have a big grocery list.
Yeah, there's stuff there that I can't get anywhere else, and granted, I'll be near a Winco, so I can just get stuff
that's
there,
the only
but
problem though is because if you need stuff like from like a QFC or something, you can't just go there,
right?
You know, you kind of have to go to both,
right? So I mean, like, I'll have the Winco for my everyday stuff and then Trader Joe's for like specific stuff that are really tasty and cheap. But I did talk about talking about different moving hacks because now I am packing up my bedroom, which also was my office, which also was my study and this and
just
that.
Just everything.
It was everything in one. So I just took out, I had a bin full of like blankets and those like vacuum bags.
Oh, yeah.
So I pulled that out. I pulled out like my whole, I have this big like file, the plastic file-y bins full of my art supplies. Moved that out. Moved my other thing of art supplies. I have a lot of art supplies.
Jesus.
And a lot of canvases and... Yeah, but I have no space in my parents' house. And anytime I would, it just make a big mess. And it was just super uncomfortable. I couldn't just leave it and then go to bed. I had to move everything. And
yeah, so it wouldn't get in their way.
Right. Or like in my way even.
Yeah.
It's just I would try to do it in my room and it just wasn't fun.
You won't have that problem for long.
I know. I have a whole workbench in my garage.
Oh, nice.
It's perfect. So I can just leave it there, come back tomorrow, work on it. So I've started moving stuff and I realize I have a lot of crap even at my parents' house.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd share with you guys some of these ideas for before we move and obviously to help you move and pack. It says, if possible, clean the bathroom and kitchen in your new place before you move in. I feel like for the most part, it's pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and I are going to go through and do a quick waxing of the floor.
Yeah, just a little run through too.
It says, designate a donate pile for any clothing items and all that. So I don't think I'm going to be getting rid of stuff before I move. I feel like that's going to happen as I unpack. Because I don't remember everything I have.
I'm surprised it's not going to happen when you start packing.
Because, I mean, maybe some stuff like my clothes, but I feel like I don't remember everything I have. So I'll be like, oh, I don't need this or I don't need that. Like, because everything's in my storage unit.
You have to ask the question, though. Does it spark joy?
Exactly.
Because if not,
it's out.
Deuces!
And I do have a lot of art and stuff, but some of it I'm just like, I don't want anymore because I have some from a certain bitch that I'm going to sell.
We won't say her name.
No, I'm going to see if I can get money out of it. I'm like, screw it.
Even put those in your house.
No, I found one that was just sitting there in my storage unit. I pulled it out and I took the picture. I'm like, nope.
Lit it on fire.
No, I want money for it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure I could sell it for like a couple bucks.
$2.
Like, if I can get, I think I have 3 or 4 pictures of hers. And so I'm like, if I can at least get like $20, I'll call it good.
Hell yeah.
Go buy a drink.
A really stiff drink.
And then for the 2 to 3 weeks leading up to your move, plan your meals around whatever frozen perishable items you have, half open containers. So make sure you kind of go towards that. Luckily, I don't have that problem. I live with my folks.
Your folks will have all those.
Yeah. So, there's other stuff, like if you're renting and stuff, but I'm not going to get into that right now. So save money, time, and hassle while packing. Ask local retailers and businesses for their gently used boxes. So if you go to Target or QFC, whenever we'd have to move out of our apartments and stuff in Seattle, we would go to QFC and they would give us these boxes.
That's cool. Or just go to Costco and ask for some of their boxes.
Right? Just go buy some stuff. And
like the boxes. Clothes and stuff, garbage bags.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So leave them on the hanger, pull the garbage bag over and tie it. And that way they're still clean. You don't have to put them in a box or pack them up. Another trick, too, makes it easier because if you have a dresser and you have to pull the drawers out and you don't want to deal with the clothes flying everywhere, if you have suitcases, pack them in suitcases.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So I have like a couple blankets and towels in my suitcase and my storage unit right now. It's been protected. Use laundry basket, trash bins, and suitcases, boxes is what this says as well. In lieu of bubble wrap, protect your dishes. Oh, crap. And fragile items with clothing and linen. Side note, I moved it so the screen went back to the desktop, and it's like the Grim Reaper is the desktop background.
Oh.
With the space, so it scared the crap out of me. Sorry. Okay. So put stemware and glasses inside clean socks for extra padding.
Oh, that's a good idea rather than getting an F ton of bubble wrap.
Yeah, because that's more money. Also, if you have any buy nothing groups, I definitely recommend checking that out. I'm going to pick up like 3 big boxes today from somebody.
Oh, that's nice. That's what I think is the most annoying is your kitchen.
Because
you're like, oh, do I really need to wrap all these plates? They'll probably make it. And then if they don't make it, you're like, damn it.
And luckily for me, I think my plates, I will eventually, it's not my first priority to replace them right now, but I eventually want a new set.
Oh.
Because I've had them since my first apartment and they've been in storage and they're kind of chipped and they're cheesy.
I just have in my little downstairs kitchen area, it's like either they're from the thrift store or they're plastic. Plastic and microwavable though, which is genius.
Awesome.
Oh, I love them.
My friend actually gave me a bunch of her stuff when she moved to Chicago. So I have like the best like spaghetti bowls.
Oh, the big
ones. Heavy and like they're perfect for cereal.
The real deal ones.
So I'm excited because I've never really got to use them because when I pulled them out of my old place, one of the roommates is like, "We don't even have space for those."
And you're like, "Screw you! I like my big bowls."
And then I'm like, move stuff around. I'm like, "What's that? Oh, space."
No one used them though.
I did. Jesus. So as you disassemble furniture, keep all the screws and hardwares in a plastic bag and label the bag and tape it to the furniture itself or designate a separate box with hardware for all your furniture.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially label all your boxes.
Yes.
Kitchen, living room.
It was really cute. The mortgage company I went through, they sent me, Guild Mortgage, they sent me these cute little stickers. And it says, for living room, and you just put your, or like there's some that are empty. So it's like, hey, this box goes to the living room. This box goes to the bedroom.
This box has my adult toys.
That one's a separate box.
Is it in storage?
Yes. I had it with me for a while and then I just kept getting mad because I kept tripping over it.
Oh.
Because I had no space. So I took everything I needed and put it back in storage. It's taped up. So
is it labeled?
No.
Make sure no one else unpacks
that. It's not a box. It's a trunk. It's like a little trunk
that
I got,
sure
and then
no
I painted.
One else unpacks that.
I taped it shut, so no one's gonna open it. And it's funny because when I moved it, my buddy Chase is like, "Is this what I think it is?" I'm like, "Yeah, yes, it is."
What are you talking about? No.
He's like, "I am holding something many guys wish they could be holding right now." I'm like, "Shut up!"
And it was probably like worth a few hundred dollars at least,
right?
Right? That stuff's not expensive. I mean, not
cheap.
Thank you. Words.
It says use colorized packing tape like Smart Move tape to keep your boxes organized and be sure to label which room the box goes to. So instead of just labeling, if you don't want to go with a Sharpie and write it everywhere, just put like a bright color tape on it, different colors. So do like one color for the kitchen, one color for the bedroom, one color for...
You have to remember what color is what though.
Then you just keep a little,
little
note on your phone.
Bright pink is for the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously write the contents of each box on the box or do an inventory list if you really care that much or do an Excel track. I don't care that much.
Wow, that's pretty extra.
But here's one you can do with your silverware. If you know how they come in that little plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So you just wrap that in saran wrap. And that way you don't have to take them out and separate them.
What a waste of saran wrap though.
I mean, you're wasting like boxes and other stuff too. So
I'm so ratchet. I would just like...
Saran wrap, we get the big Costco thing of saran wrap.
Yeah, we do too. It's not that good. At least the stuff we have.
I don't know. My friend gave me a bunch. She like had some when she moved out, and I had like 2 big things of saran wrap that I took with me when I moved. It says, unpack your boxes by room to prevent constant back and forth trips around the house, especially if you have stairs. Here's the thing. I just threw everything that would fit.
Yeah.
So I don't, and nothing's really organized very well. It says invest in space bags to maximize your storage space. I have done that.
How far is your storage unit from your house? Like 10 minutes, 20, 30?
No, it's more like 20,
oh,
25.
Okay. That's still not too bad, though. No.
It's literally pack everything up and we can back it right into the garage.
You'll think it'll take one trip?
One trip, I think.
Oh.
And like, my thing is I'll use the U-Haul for the big stuff and then see how much of the little stuff I can fit. And whatever little stuff I can't fit, I can just come back with the truck or an SUV.
Later.
And just bring it. So I'm not too worried about it. It says, fill up your pots and pans with spice containers and dish towels and other kitchen items to save space.
That's a good idea.
And avoid nasty smells and leaks by defrosting your fridge completely the night before you move. Because your fridge will stink when you disconnect it. Even if there's nothing in it, it will stink. Another idea, snap a picture of the back of your TV and other electronic devices. That way you know exactly which wires go where when you're setting
so
up the new place.
Smart. Especially like if I was moving, my TV is so complicated and there's so many different things.
Your dad makes it pretty complicated.
So ridiculous. And then, of course, I got my boyfriend's PS4 or whatever the hell it is, and the DVD player and the Blu-ray. And like, yeah, that would be really smart. But then honestly, like even probably looking at the picture, I'd be like,
what?
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
Another idea, too. Put all your knives inside an old oven mitt to prevent injuries.
Oh, just remember they're there.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this oven mitt.
You just tie it off at the end. You'll see the freaking knife butts.
Hey, girl, have you met me?
I know. String electronic wires through paper towel rolls to avoid tangled messes. I've seen this done with like jewelry and stuff, like when you're packing it for a trip. If you have a necklace, you take a straw and you put the necklace through the straw and tie it off. So that way it won't get tangled within itself.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of the same idea with these. You just kind of wrap them in a paper towel roll.
Wow. I would have never thought of that. That's kind of cool.
Another cool idea. This is cool, too, if you have a kid and you want to be like a baby and you want to be quiet to prevent getting locked out. This will kind of put the it will keep the lock. I can't explain it. So basically, you wrap a rubber band, you twist it, and then you turn it over a doorknob. I should mention that part. Restart. Doorknob. You take a rubber band, put the rubber band through it, pull it, twist it one way. And then you put it and tie it on the other end of the doorknob on the other side.
Okay.
So that way it'll kind of keep the latch from like going lock.
So then it doesn't make that noise?
It doesn't make the noise. So if you have a baby, it won't make the noise of the door closing and you won't get locked out.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Another idea is put jewelry and egg cartons to keep your necklaces from knotting and tangling. Place a cotton ball and makeup compacts to keep them from breaking. Just a cool hack too, anyways, if you're traveling a lot with your makeup. Use rubber bands to keep pots and lids together. Stacking plates verticals like you would in a dish rack to prevent them from breaking. And for extra protection, you put a styrofoam plate between the plates. So if you put them like you would in the dishwasher, supposedly.
Like up vertical.
To keep toiletries from leaking during transit, put a piece of plastic wrap over the opening and screw the cap on. So if you have like a shampoo bottle, you open it, put a piece of plastic, and then you close it shut so it won't leak. That's also a good trick for when you're traveling.
Wow, my mind is blown with a lot of these, you guys. Can you tell?
Yeah. Use a box cutter to create handles for your boxes. So if your boxes on the sides don't have handles and make it hard to hold, just kind of make a little triangle and bust out the triangle. And that way you have a place to grab onto.
Yeah, way easier that way.
Mm-hmm. And then moving day must-dos, real quick. Buy cereal, milk, and other easy breakfast items so there's food available in the morning after. That is on my grocery list.
Good.
I'm already putting my grocery list together because I don't have any...
Do you have, like, a toaster yet?
I think the toaster belonged to my old roommate, so I don't think I have a toaster.
Oh, because I was going to say, you just get some bagels and cream cheese and peanut butter. Easy.
Right. Cereal's my go-to. I love cereal.
Yeah, but that's, like, I mean, I guess you have to, like, take a moment to, like, eat that. You know, if you're still unpacking and stuff the next day, like with people, like,
gotcha.
Yeah, like a piece of toast or something is grab and go. It's easier.
Guess I need to put that on my list. I don't know how much I toast stuff. So maybe a toaster oven.
A toaster ovens are the best.
Yeah, I think that's a good best of both worlds. Like it's not specific to just toast and I can use it for other stuff.
Yeah, I don't understand people who like toasters like my boyfriend really, really wanted to get a toaster. I'm like, why wouldn't we just get a toaster oven? You can like put like the butter on while it's still in there and the butter can get all melty while it's in. It's like, I don't understand.
Right. And then if you want some chicken nuggets, you just throw the chicken nuggets in the fries.
Or like a slice of pizza or something.
Right. That's it's easy. Cold. Yeah. If you have cold pizza.
Yeah.
If you're moving with kids, incorporate them into the moving process by giving them a special box with all their favorite things and let them decorate the box as wildly as you like. So basically how to get the kids out of your hair.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
This is your box. Your stuff's in it. Have a marker. Decorate just the box.
Yeah, here's some stickers.
Yeah. Keep a snack bin available during moving and unpacking, loaded up with water, protein bars, chips, or whatever you need to stay fueled up for your move. If you're moving with a dog, put their food and water bowl in the same room, you know, where you put it in the old place, so if it's like the laundry room or whatever, just to kind of keep it in the same routine and make them less anxious. Keep all your moving day essentials in an overnight bag. It'll prevent to have to sift through boxes to find your laptops, toiletries, medication, clothing, all that stuff. And keep your valuables like your social security card on you, on your person on moving day.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff gets lost in moving days.
I don't know where my social security card is.
You might want to find that.
I think my mom has it.
I think hopefully.
I think a long time ago, I'm like, Mom, you keep it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think my parents have all of ours in like a safe somewhere.
Yeah, I want to get a safe. I have like a mini guy, but it's not really a safe. You can crack into it.
Really easily.
It's like one of those little money bins for when people do like outside vendors and stuff. You put your money in with a lock. Right.
Yeah.
I used to need it for when I was a waitress. We had to provide our own change, which was BS, by the way.
That's annoying.
So I keep it in there to kind of keep it safe. And then keep all the items that you'll need almost immediately in a clear plastic bin or designated open first box. So think of bed sheets, hand soap, towels, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure to take a breather. Moving day is stressful. So allow yourself some me time. So order pizza, do whatever. And my mortgage people also sent me a little pizza card, so I could order some Domino's.
Cute.
That was very sweet. But I'm excited. I'm going to try some of these.
Yeah, those are some good hacks.
I was surprised with how many people offer to help me move.
Oh, yeah?
Just because I didn't really want to ask anybody. Like, I feel like we're a little older
now.
Yeah,
but what about that guy that you've helped move?
Oh, yeah.
Wyatt. Is he helping you?
I haven't asked him yet. I got to see what he's doing.
You haven't asked him. You were like, anytime I move, he better help me.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the time I'd need him would be Friday when he's at work. And then Saturday, I already have 4 people.
So you can never have too many people moving.
But I'm only moving like, well, I guess I could start moving boxes upstairs.
Hell yeah. Especially in that heat and stuff.
Yeah, it's supposed to be warm this weekend.
Yeah. And especially if you're like getting couches and like big stuff too.
Yeah.
You need to delegate, not actually lift anything.
No, I don't mind lifting. It makes me feel like a badass. Mostly because I found out my cousins, she just bought a house too. So she's been making her brothers and sisters do everything. And she's just basically delegating, yelling at them and calling them stupid. So I'm just like, I'm not going to be like her.
I'd be like her.
No, I'd be like, mother effers, let's do this.
Although
I will need some help moving a refrigerator because I'm bringing one of my parents' refrigerators.
Yeah, you need to call up your homie.
Yeah, I got to hit him up today. Be like, you going to help me move Saturday?
Yeah, come to think of it, like I helped Danny move. But I think he like asked all of us, like he like made that group and was like, can anyone help me move me? And I was like, yeah, I'll help you move.
I don't remember what I was doing because like I would have helped.
You did not help.
I did not. I was not there. But I typically help anybody.
I moved some pillows. I think I moved a TV too, actually. So.
Look at you.
Helping.
And I got to figure out when my brother's going to get here too. So
yeah, when is he supposed to move in?
Next month, I think.
Oh, okay, that's good. You have a little time to settle in.
My thing is, though, there's some stuff that I have to pick stuff up on Monday, too, and I'm painting some of the stuff. I'm picking up, like, basically, it's what's going to be a TV stand I'm going to transform.
Ooh.
DIY.
Yeah, you're lucky you like that, and you're so into that kind of stuff, and you're good at it.
And one of my good friends, Chase, is also into it. My friend Ashton, she's into watching us as she drinks, so it's like, we're drinking,
that
we're working
on it. That would be way more my level.
Yeah, no,
and I'd be like, I don't like that color, you shouldn't do it like that.
And then I tell you to F off.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I just drink some more and say, okay.
But if you guys have any fun hacks for moving or give us your moving horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear those.
Oh.
All right. See you later, guys.
Bye.